We are doing Netivot Shalom about Parshat Vayeram, Olam Chesed Ibane is the title. And we had seen that the Slonim Rebbe asked, how could it be that taking in guests is greater than greeting the Shechina? And now the Slonim Rebbe continues, Ken Yesh Leveir, Ma Sha'amar Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Avraham, Ka'asher Tzivau Al Hamila, Hitalech Lefanai Ve'yei Tamim. So too, we should explain what God said to Avraham when he commanded him to circumcise. God introduced the commandment by saying, walk before me and be whole. Kilomar, as if to say, Shachar kol hagadlut shel Avraham Avinu, that after all of Avraham Avinu's greatness, v'chol haromimut shelo, and all his elevation, adayin chasra lo hamadriga, it was still lacking from him that step, that level, shel hitalech lefanai v'yei tamim, the level of walking before God and being whole. V'zeh teima, and this, says the Slonim Rebbe, is wondrous. Sharei kvar etzel Noach matzinu, for by Noach we already find sheneemal, that it says bo about him, ish tzadik tamim, he was a whole righteous person. Et Elokim italech Noach, he walked with God. So we see that Noach had both the levels. Shayu lo et beta madrigot, he had both the levels. Tzadik tamim, he was considered a whole righteous person. Ve'et Elokim italech, and he walked with God. So how come by Avram, after all his tests, God tells him, now you will circumcise, now you will walk before me, now you will be complete. Hagam shalom alet atzmo, even though Noach didn't circumcise himself, we see he does attain these two levels. Uviyotel yakshel lehadoshim lignai, and it will be even more difficult to those who learn that the verses about Noach are deriding him slightly, that when the verse says that Noach was righteous in his generation, that was to indicate bedorotav haya tzadik, he was only considered righteous because of the generation he was in. Aval ilu haya bedoro shel Avraham, but had he been in the generation of Avraham, lo haya nechshav leklum, he wouldn't have been considered anything. Uma sheyach lomar lo haya nechshav leklum, how could he say that he wouldn't have been considered anything? בשעה שאותם המדרגות שאברהם אבינו הגיע אליהם רק לאחר המילה, כבר נאמרו בנוח. When we find that the levels that Avraham Avinu only attained after the circumcision were said already about Noach. So how could you say that this Noach who attains the levels that Avraham only attains after the bris, that this Noach, had he been in Avraham's generation, he wouldn't have been considered anything. כן צריך ביאור. We also have to explain this concept that we're told that the fixing of the world, or the world of fixing, began from Avram. We find that Noach preceded Avram in being a righteous, whole person. And he walked with God. And why didn't the world of fixing really begin from Noach? Why did it wait until Avram came to the scene? V'chein tzarich be'ur, and so too we need to explain, ma sheseder ha'sfirot hu chesed v'gvura, that we find that the orders of the Kabbalistic countings is that chesed, kindness, precedes gvura, might. Mikodem chesed midat ahava, first we have the trait of kindness, which is the trait of love, and only afterwards do we have the trait of might, which corresponds with the trait of awe, of fear. We need to explain according to what it says in the Holy Zohar, that the first commandment is really to be God-fearing. That would seem to indicate that Yira, which corresponds to Gvura, should be first. Sheneemar, the Zohar derives it from the pasuk that says, "Reshit chokhma yirat Hashem." The first step of wisdom is to be a God-fearing person. V'rak achar kach yahava, and only afterwards do we attain the level of love. So we have to explain if the ordering
in the service of Hashem is that fear or awe precedes love, so then how come in the ordering of the Sefirot we say that Chesed, which is love, precedes Gvura, which is fear? Those are the questions we saw today. We had why is it that Avram is being told he will only attain the level of Tamim and Italech Lefanai after the Mila, when Noach had it way beforehand without the Mila? Why is it that Noach isn't considered to be so much, and yet he had the level which Avram doesn't have until he has the Mila? Why is it that the world of fixing begins from Avram? And why is it that the order of the Sefirot is Chesed and then Gvura? Not that I understand any of this, but these are the questions that the Slonim Rebbe asks. The last question about the Sefirot, I don't understand.